The challenge we have currently is that the business community, the local industry in Zimbabwe, they are crying foul. They are saying that the government has relaxed some of the laws, that at times there are cheap imports which are coming into the country, and those cheap imports are taking away business from them. The government, in trying to address these issues, as of now, they have contracted company, Bureau Veritas. It's a French-based company which will look at the quality of goods which are coming into the country. Then the second issue which we are also pushing about is the issue of high taxes. To say when people are buying the very basic goods such as cooking oil, maize meal, sugar, flour, these very basic which are necessary for day-to-day living, we are saying the government, can it also be lenient on these issues and reduce the tax levels so that the goods become affordable?
But do you see a negative effect of reducing or totally eliminating customs duty on food items brought into the country?
Yes, that could be negative, but not very much. If food is not available in the country, if we don't have maize meal in the country, there is no effect at all in doing away with duties. It will only be there if we say we've got company A which produces the same product and they are producing it at competitive prices, and their products are of high quality. It will bring unfair competition. But the situation we have now, because of the drought effect and Zimbabwe being an agro-based economy, I don't see any effect in reducing the tax levels on imported products.
Is it possible to only remove duty on foodstuff?
Foodstuff, we're only talking them because they are basic. But at the end of the day, every consumer in Zimbabwe would want anything at affordable prices, and they want anything at competitive prices. While you see the government has a mandate of charging duties, we would want to see a situation where all the duties which are being charged are affordable, and they should also within the reaches of most of the consumers.